Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live of the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you guys for joining me for yet another great show. Thank you for the people here on streaming on Facebook for joining the show. We got a little late start today, guys, but it's all good because we got a lot to cover. We got some things that I want to talk to you about the Independent Artist Festival. Very huge update. The Independent Artist Festival is happening. So for those out there who's hoping it don't happen, you can hope on for something else because it is happening. It is happening this year. It will happen March 26th, and I will let you know where the venue is. In just a little bit, we're going to talk about the venue and how significant it is for you guys to pay attention to what's going on with the Independent Artist Festival. Also, being that this is Black History Month, we're going to talk a little bit about some history I bet you guys did not know about, and it is the African Americans in Southwest Florida in the 1800s to 1960. Want you guys to really pay attention to what's going on in that time period, and it's going to explain to you why a lot of people are why they act the way that they are acting right now, especially from that area. Very interesting things. Also, that number to call is 515-602-9653. That's 515-602-9653. What's up, Sax Life? And and Sax Life actually is going to be one of the ones that perform at the festival. His band is going to be dope. The Sax Life Experience is going to be really dope. We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to show you and tell you how important this festival is for this area. Got some new things on the burner. I can't let the cat out the bag yet, but trust me, you guys are going to be thoroughly proud, and you're going to be thoroughly entertained when it comes to what we got lined up for this year for myself and for this radio show and for the community. Lots of things going on, so I can't wait to expose you guys to some of the things that we got going on in this area. Number to call, 515-602-9653. Also, we're not going to get off the air without talking about some of the things that plague us in our community, some of the things that we know we should be doing better at in our community, some of the things that we know we should be making sure does not continue to be generational curses within our families, in our communities, that we are letting fall to the wayside, and we shouldn't let it fall to the wayside, because I'm telling you, history has a bad omen of repeating itself if you don't find out or if you don't do the things you need to do so it doesn't repeat itself. You can't stay quiet. Don't stay quiet. You stay quiet, and I promise you that history will repeat itself. What's up, Shay? Oh, I need to talk to you. I can promise you that things will repeat itself if you don't make sure that you are putting those things in order that need to be put in order so that we will not have to repeat ourselves. I promise you guys. Come on now. Let's get it right. We got a lot going on in Gastonia. We got a lot of silliness going on in Gastonia. We got a lot of buffoonery going on in Gastonia between our people, which is so crazy right here in a month that we cherish, which I have my feelings on February and Black History Month. I think Black History should be celebrated. Hey, sis, I think Black History should be celebrated every day, which is what I try to do. Celebrate the excellence of our people in our community, and we need to start looking at, as they say, thinking outside the box. You think outside that box, and I promise you, things will get a little better for us. But we can only do that with the mindset that we need to have that is geared towards success. If we don't have that mindset of success, then I promise you, we are going to have some problems. We're going to have some major problems. So we got to do what's best for us right now when it comes to the community, it comes to our young people, comes to education. And I'll say it again, education. We and I'm not even going to walk a thin line with that. We might have to dive into that with some things that's going on in the community that is not being talked about, that is not being addressed, that is not being challenged. And we got to do better. If we say we love our young people, then we got to do the things that we need to do for our young people to be successful. It's just that simple. It's not hard, y'all. It's not hard to figure out why we are in the position that we're in right now and why we cannot move out of the position that we have been in. We're stagnated in some sort of stickiness of failure, and I don't understand that. And I don't even know if it's failure, but I know it's just like a standstill, and we got to definitely make sure that we get out of this standstill moment that we're in. While everybody's passing us by, we sitting up worried about what the next person is doing instead of helping one another. Yo, we still got those people in this area. We still got those people running around here who's worried about what you're doing, but don't want to worry about the cause. And I'm not going to say the cause, but don't want to worry about what we need to do for the cause of success for our young people. Number of calls, 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mile again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load. And dropping off
because
it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to balling out of control. Skeeting with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22 but in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, enterprise.
Now, all
right, all right. I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Huh. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring. Huh.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man. Thank you.
Man, I'm not looking for a booth. I'm looking for something. You know, go to the beach, chill at the park. You know, no strings attached. You know, grandiosity.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady?
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Guys, that number is 515-602-9653. That number is 515-602-9653. Guys, welcome back to the streaming show. Let me explain something to you guys. I do this show every day. Sometimes the show is a rebroadcast show. The show airs every day. It airs every day, and I just come up on Facebook because I want to see you guys. Yes, sir. I want to see you guys or get you guys to see some of the background stuff when the songs are playing. And I like to talk to you guys and give you a firsthand view of my ugly mug on camera. And I just like to talk to you guys. But the show airs every day. So for the people who are out there, and I know who you are, for the people who are out there who's trying to kind of dog the show, and trying to say things about the legacy of the show because you got a new venture out, don't get it twisted. Please don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. This show reaches a whole lot of people in different countries, and just in this area alone, this show reaches a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot of people that support the show, and the show is running. The show is strong. The show is going to continue to get stronger. So if you are waiting for the show to fall, then you're going to be waiting on the sun to fall out the sky, because it's not going to happen. And I need for you to understand that it's not going to happen that way. And I need for you to understand that you have to change your way you're thinking, what you're thinking is right now, because if I'm seeing it a different way with everybody that's around this area, people are wanting to unite and be better for their community. Those ones, the ones that don't want to be for their community are the ones that want to continue to create havoc and just not do what they need to do for their community and be one. And, you know, and everybody can't come together. I know that. But if you're sitting up here and you have a platform and you say that you're for the people, well, you better start doing things for the people and quit doing things for yourself, because it's going to come back and bite you. And it's going to come back and bite you good. And then on top of that, when you're looking for somebody to think you're going to mess with, I really need for you to not mess with me, because I am not that one. We can forget this radio show stuff and all of that, and we can do what needs to be done. But we don't come our way, because I don't have time for that. There's a bigger picture that needs to happen for our community, and that's what I have dedicated this show and dedicated myself to. I don't have time for no negative energy and for no ignorant people to come at you sideways. So take that, and do what you need to do with it. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Caller, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Jay?
It's Sax.
You know it, baby.
Sax Life, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing? For those of you that don't know who this is Sax Life. He is going to be one of the many artists, but they're going to be the house band, the main band, the band that's going to make you shake your feet, move your feet, shake your legs, get up out of your seat. I promise you they will do and bring all of that to you. And why I got Sax Life here on the air, Sax Life, you know, I hadn't been telling no one what's going on, but I need to let everyone know that the Independent Artist Festival, this is the 10th Independent Artist Festival. That's right, Martino. I hear you, brother. I need that. This is the 10th Independent Artist Festival, and it's going to be here in Gastonia, and it's going to be held at the Little Theater in Gastonia, which is going to be a monster of a show.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a monster of a venue. We will have the red carpet. The show will start at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. The red carpet will start at 4:30, and it is going to be a dope show. It's going to be a dope event. It's going to be nothing but love. We are going to show that we support the Little Theater of Gastonia. We need to keep that staple here because it is here for us, and it is a hidden gem. A lot of people don't even understand how much of a gem it is. But Sax Life, tell me a little bit about what's going on with you.
What's going on, Jay? Calling you straight from Asheville, North Carolina. It's cold up here right now. But
I bet it is.
If you missed the festival last year, you missed a treat. We had some great artists. I had an all-star band with me last year. This year, I got a few surprises. Please support Jay. Me and Jay go way back, all the way to D-Town. He know what I'm talking about. But
yeah, they know.
Let's do Gas House. Let's support our own. I'm not there anymore, but I'm still there. I'm behind the scenes. Let's blow up this festival. This is something that's dear to his heart, and we need to bring out more independent artists. Because, you know, all we hear is artists on the radio. It's time to bring out artists that have their own style, that hold their own trend, and let's make this big, people.
Yeah, no doubt. And let me get this. Let me get this really plain and simple. I am not in competition with nobody. As I've said before, if you have a problem with me, if you have a problem, and I don't have enemies like that, but if you have a problem with me, definitely approach me and let's hash out that problem if that's the route you want to go. Please don't try to do it the other route. Y'all, please don't try to do it the other route. That is not the route that you want. And, you know, I'm saying this, and I'm trying to be very coy in how I say things because I'm not going to call nobody out, but the things that have been stated, the stuff gets back to me, you know, and I've always been told, Sax Life, that the greatest form of flattery is a copycat.
Imitation. That's all day, baby. All day. One thing I will say while I'm on here, because I know this is going to get out. People, we need to cut this crab mentality out. It's been going on too long in the Gas House. We all need to support each other. I mean, it's a crying shame that you can go to Atlanta, Charlotte. They support their artists, but Gastonia always has and always will be a competition. Instead of helping one another, we always put people down. So it's time out for that. It's 2022. Let's do better.
We're going to do better. We've already started doing better. And you know, and some of the acts that are going on in Gastonia right now, I'm going to get with those people, and we're going to pull it together. And I'm telling you, we're going to have one big joint that's going to be so dope. You're going to be talking about it for a very long time. The festival is going to be dope. Now, on Monday or Tuesday show, I'm going to start telling you some of the artists that are going to be that already lined up to perform at the festival. And we're going to start bringing them on and playing their music and letting you get to meet them and know who they are. And I'm telling you, once you start hearing their music, you're going to be like, yo, this festival is going to be so dope. And we have all sorts of artists. I mean, all sorts of artists. And it's all sorts of talent. It's from spoken word to hip-hop to gospel hip-hop to R&B to pop. You know, and if I can get me some bluegrass out there, I want me some bluegrass too, yo. I'm telling you, this is to celebrate the excellence of our indie artists in this area. Because I always say this, and I say it with mad passion. I will put my independent artists on any mainstream artist out there because indie artists know how to go get it. They go get it, man, and they bring it, and they bring it really big. And I'm just waiting on one confirmation for our opening act for the festival, and if I get the confirmation, I will pass it along to you guys, and it will be a huge, huge opening, and it will be a dope opening that's going to get you out of your seat, and you'll stay out of your seat the entire festival. I promise you. That's how we do it when we do these festivals. Ain't that right, Sax?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you missed last year, I'm going to tell you, you had a mixture of all genres. You had Bali all the way from Lincoln to North Carolina. You had, like I say, we vibed that whole time we were there. It was people coming out of Hickory Tavern. They just were amazed at the vibe and the music and everything. So if you're looking for something different, this will be the festival for you to come to.
That's right. And it's all going to be for a good cause, y'all, because we're going to donate some of the proceeds to the Little Theater of Gastonia. And I need for you guys to support the Little Theater of Gastonia. Monday next week, after I start announcing artists, I will give you ticket prices and give you places where you can go and purchase your ticket. And it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a great event. We need to go ahead and support it. And support it wholeheartedly, as Spike Lee says, and as I say on the show all the time, we need to learn to get on the bus. And getting on the bus means doing what's right for our community. Keep this staple in the community, because you guys just don't know what kind of gem it really is. But we get ready to show you once we open those doors on March 26th. That's Saturday, March 26th at the Little Theater in Gastonia. And we're going to start the festival at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. The red carpet event starts at 4:30, and it's going to be vendors there. It's going to be all sorts of things going on, guys. It's going to be a great kickoff for the spring. It's going to be a great kickoff just to be able to live, you know, to do things the way we need to do. Now, I will give you this disclaimer. You will have to wear a mask in there. Don't y'all come up in there talking about it. Don't y'all come up in there. My artist. I need to protect my artists. I need to protect you. I need for you guys to make sure that you understand, if you do not want to wear a mask, stay home. You have to wear a mask at this event. That's just all it is to it. I don't care what your view is. I don't care. I just don't care. I mean, I respect your view, and it's all good. You know, I'm not here to argue with nobody's view on what to do, this, that, and other. But at the meantime, until they say we can't or don't need to wear them, we need to wear these masks in this event. That's just all it is to it. We got to mask up. We got to. Especially in our community, guys. We cannot be that cynical to where we don't believe what's going on right in front of us. That's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother show that we're going to be talking to. But, Martino, I definitely want you in the house, brother. Definitely want you in the house. It's going to be a dope show, I promise you. I'm going to reach out to some more of the young artists here in this area. And if you have artists, friends that you know that want to be a part of this Independent Artist Festival, please tell them to hit me up, inbox me, so I can get them involved as soon as possible. So we can solidify our playlist of artists and get them in the order that they are going to perform and start really pushing this out. And I can get you guys on the show so you can start talking about your work and start talking about what it is you're trying to offer or what it is that you offer us on that genre that you are really doing your things at. Now, Sax, you still with me?
You know I am, bro.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I know last year, you know, we got Valentine's Day coming up pretty soon. I know last year you were doing those saxograms. Is that still something you're getting ready to do this year?
Oh, yeah, saxograms are still going full force. I am not in the gas house, but I am still mobile. So if you need a saxogram, just DM me on Facebook, or you can hit me up at my email address, tarheelsax1977@gmail.com.
And I don't know why y'all be trying to sleep on sax, man, because sax, I'm telling you, I ain't never in my life seen nobody that can grab a saxophone and, I mean, can just literally blend in and play anything that you asking them to play. So, that's a gift, man. And, you know, I've been knowing you a long time, way back in the day, and you've been playing that thing for a long time.
Man, you know how it was. I used to walk up and down the street playing it in Dallas, so you know how we go.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I ain't trying to tell my age, so don't you get to doing
Woo!
That on me.
But yeah, everyone support Jay. Like I said before I leave, I want to shout out Upper Echelon Music. Hopefully they will be performing at the festival. I'm in talks with them. Gas House, it's too much talent to sleep on. We got to unite.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you for coming on here. And we definitely will.
All right, man.
All right, brother. Be easy.
Same you.
All right. Okay, so number to call is 515-602-9653. Y'all, this is Black History Month. I need to know what y'all feel about Black History Month. Are y'all feeling that Black History Month is warranted for us to celebrate the achievements in our community with our people? But do you think we should be doing it every day? Why 1 month out of a year everyone wants to show how black they are? Why is that the case? Why can't we show how black we are every day? Why can't we show how much we love each other every day? Why can't we show how much we are going to fight for our community and our young people to be successful every day? Why do we need 1 month to tell us it's start time, it's go time? February you get here and it's like, it's a green light for you to be black. And we accept that. Why do we accept that? I think we should be black every day. We got to be black every day. Again, we wake up, we black, our melanin don't go anywhere, baby. Our melanin don't go anywhere. It makes us strong. It's like our coat of armor. It's like our coat of armor. When we come back, I'm going to play. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the slaves down in Florida and the struggles that they went through. And I promise you, it's going to be something that you have not heard before. And it's very interesting stuff that that's not going to be taught in schools. So y'all can forget that. Y'all can forget that. And you know what? I'm not even going to get to the school thing, but we might have to. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And I'm stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm stopping, what's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
You make me wanna fly, oh, oh.
In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's the crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's the crazy love.
Pour it on, boy. Take me to the night. And ain't no stopping. And trying, destination. Baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Number to call is 515-602-9653. Welcome back to the show. That number again is 515-602-9653. If you guys are just joining us, first and foremost, let me say I really appreciate you for supporting the show. Please continue to support the show because I do this show for you to have the platform and to get the information that no other is trying to give you. And that's what I want you to understand about this show. It is definitely here for you, the people. So number to call is 515-602-9653. And also want to reiterate that the 10th annual Independent Artist Festival will be held at the Little Theater in Gastonia, March the 26th. That's Saturday, March 26th, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. The red carpet will be from 4 to 5 up until it's showtime. We'll start, and next week I will give you the ticket prices. And look, the ticket prices are going to be so cheap that you cannot say these tickets are too high. You can't. There will be no excuse for you not to come to this festival and support the artists and support the Little Theater Gastonia, because the proceeds, some of the proceeds are going to go to the Little Theater Gastonia. So we can start building around the Little Theater of Gastonia and start uplifting it and start letting people know that it is a staple here in the community and the festival. And I'm telling you now that I am looking to do this festival twice this year. I'm looking to do it twice this year, and it will be at the Little Theater of Gastonia. And then that will open the doors for many of you to do some of the things that you want to do in the community at the Little Theater of Gastonia also. So please come support the show. Come support the Little Theater of Gastonia and make sure that you say you love your community. Let's show it. Let's start showing it. Now, this is Black History Month, and I normally don't just focus on Black History Month. I normally try to give you a jewel or two every show. But being that this is Black History Month, I want to play a little bit about the African Americans in Southwest Florida. I really don't like African Americans, so I'm just going to say the Black people from in Southwest Florida from the 1800s to 1960. And this is an untold story. So I want you to listen to this. Listen to some of this and just think, what would you do? Think what would you do if you lived back in that time? Also, think about how much we have progressed and what we need to do to continue to progress. All right, so this is courtesy of WGCU, and they featured it on Black History Month. So this is African Americans in Southwest Florida.
The untold stories of the Southwest Florida African American community is being made possible in part by the Lee County Board of County Commissioners.
Y'all, we got to play the old spiritual music. Boy, for the life of me, I don't understand this music. But anyhow.
This time we'll be exploring the African-American community. We're going back in time when segregation was the law of the land. We'll hear untold stories about pride, endurance, and victory. Join us as we learn about the development of the African-American community in Southwest Florida. Meet some of its remarkable people and hear about their dreams.
Rosewood is a good one.
And contributions.
It's a good one.
Our story of the African-American community begins with recollections of the days of slavery and how those painful memories impacted future generations.
My grandmother would tell us about slavery, how hard it was, and when they brought them over here on the ship. One man jumped off and was swimming in the water, and they shot and killed him. And it was so, it was, those things, when I was growing up a little girl, it worried me. So there's personal connection with the whole aspect of slavery because I am the descendant of slaves. On my father's side, my great-great-grandfather, I knew of him, Thomas Russell, had been a slave. He lived 3 years after he was free, and I've always wondered what he did with those 3 years of his life that he knew freedom.
There were also positive stories, stories of friendship and unity.
Well, a lot of runaway slaves hooked up with the Seminole Indians, and they retreated down to this area. And they learned
actually,
how to
it's the Knoll Indians.
Fast rules made out of palm fronds. They did some of the initial farming, did some initial ranching. Had a lot of black cowboys.
In many cases, Indians were enabled African Americans to escape slavery, and they intermarried with African Americans. As I said, on both sides, on my mother's side are Creek Indians, on my father's side are Cherokee. And I know that in Florida, in the history of Florida, that Creeks and black marrying helped to produce the Seminole tribes. Family stories about slavery reflect individual experiences. But as time passed, many families moved on and looked forward.
To be fair, there wasn't too much I heard about it. Because when I came along, they were trying to get away from me. Sometimes they would talk, but the children could not listen. What they had to say, they would send us in one room, and they would talk about it. Mm. And I think it was because they didn't want us to know.
Slavery was not a conversation that...
Yes, sir. Definitely.
...addressed very much in my family, but my grandfather, maternal grandfather, told me that his mother was a slave, and she died sometimes in the early 1930s, but I never met her. I never got a chance to talk with her, so I don't really know firsthand. I've never met anybody firsthand that was a slave.
One of the reasons I think that slavery really wasn't a discussion for households of African Americans, especially during the early part of the century, because so many bad experiences were connected with slavery, especially for people in the South, in the Deep South. And it was just a topic that was better left not discussed.
And they still want us not to discuss it.
Slaves were freed. African Americans in Southwest Florida established communities.
Of the 15 men who came to Ponte Gorda initially, 7 of them were African Americans. They, of course, helped to do everything from digging up palm scrubs to just laying out the town and helping to develop that town. The history of the African American community in Fort Myers, Lee County, began with the settlement of Nelson Tillis and his family around 1869, and later other African Americans came to the area. As work became available to them, they settled in on Sanibel Island, Little Grand Island, out east near Alva, and other areas in Lee County down south near Fort Myers Beach. The African Americans who came to work remained to live here. There are African Americans who cleared the way for the Tamiami Trail. There are African Americans who worked on the docks on Boca Grande and Sanibel Island. There were African American farmers on Sanibel. They picked the fruit in Alva.
As African American communities grew, churches were built.
These buildings became more than just places of worship.
When we talk about the whole African-American religion or church movement, it's very important to remember that the slaves brought religion with them. The Christian church that developed here in America is really a syncretism of African religion, some Islamic religion, and then, of course, the Christianity that was.
Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Listen what she, I'm going to play this back one more time. I want you to hear clear what she just said. And I'm going to play this back, and I'll get to my point.
This is worship. When we talk about the whole African-American religion or church movement, it's very important to remember that the slaves brought religion with them. The Christian church that developed here in America is really a syncretism of African religion, some Islamic religion, and then, of course, the Christianity that was here. Now,
please tell me y'all caught that. She said that the Africans brought their religion with them here when they were enslaved, when they were kidnapped, stolen, and brought here. And that religion consists of Islam, African heritage and religion, and Christianity. All three of those religions. So I'm going to break it down even more for you. So on that boat you had Muslims, Christians, and people who celebrate Kwanzaa. Not as the Kwanzaa we knew now, know now, but yes, the concept of Kwanzaa on that boat. And it gets deeper. It gets deeper when I say the Kwanzaa. It gets deeper. So don't take it for face value. And I say this to say, why are we always the ones who have to be against each other because of the way each other pray? Because of the way each other look at God. Because of the way each other want to praise God. You got to be kidding me. That's a learned behavior. That's a learned behavior. Because those three religions, they've survived on that long ship ride to be brutalized, hung, murdered. They lasted. And they found refuge in each other on the slave yards. They didn't care if they were Muslim, if this person was Muslim, or if that family was Muslim, or if that family was Christian, or if that family was African, or didn't view things the way that they didn't care. They loved each other because they were all black people. They were all enslaved. They weren't enslaved based on if you were Muslim or if you was Christian or if you worship African religion. They weren't enslaved that way. They were enslaved because they were black. They loved each other because they were black. They helped one another because they were black. So at what point in time did we feel like we needed to change the narrative and start hating on one another? Start hating on one another because we're light-skinned. Start hating on one another because one is pretty, one's thin, one's heavy. Start hating on one another because one got more money than the other. Start hating on one another because one knows a secret and don't tell everybody. When did that start happening? And when did that start being okay for the churches and the mosque? Start hating on one another because of the way they pray or who they pray to. Let me let y'all in on a little secret. Allah is God. God is Allah. It's just an Arabic name for saying God for some of those who don't get it. I say this, guys, because it's really ridiculous that we have gotten this far off the blueprint. We have gotten this far to where we want to fight with one another. Because of who we pray to, because of who we are married to. There was a story that hit the papers a long time ago, guys. A long time ago. and it was of a church that was in blackface painting. Wow, they only had like two people that was black that went to their church. Well, those two people were out of town over the weekend, and they decided they wanted to do a skit, and they were dressed in blackface and hit the papers, and it was nasty. It was bad. There was an uproar in the black community. Another civil rights activist that was here, I'm not going to name him, he put together a series of rallies. He incorporated myself. We gave rallies. We gave speeches. We gave protests. But one thing I thought was very interesting is when I showed up to the protest, well, to one of the news conferences we were having, I had some of our most prominent Christian leaders in this area. Now, and this is no knock against Christian leaders, because some of my dopest friends are pastors. Dopest friends. Ron J. Barber, Leslie Davis, my dopest friends, and they pastors. And we talk, we can get down and talk any talk with each other because they have a true love of God. But anyhow, one of the most prominent pastors, though it's about two or three of them actually, wanted to know what I was doing there. What I was doing there, because I'm Muslim, what are you doing there? What is he doing here? This is a problem of the church. And I asked them, am I not black? This got nothing to do with the church. This got something to do with you being black. And they disrespected some black people in their church, which ultimately disrespected all of us as a people. They got nothing to do with the church. This got something to do with you being black and me being black and being offended and want to make this wrong or right. They didn't want me around because I did not do the things that they do when it comes to spiritual relationships with God. When did we get away from that? Somebody tell me when we got away from that. Sorry, didn't mean to go on the tangent. But this is what this lady is saying. When these Africans were brought here, they were different religions, but they loved each other and didn't care how each other prayed. They died together. They fought together. They ran together. They endured together. And not once did you say, well, I'm not messing with him because he's Christian, or I'm not messing with him because he's Muslim, or I'm not messing with them because they do that African stuff. And y'all got to be kidding me. And we still carrying on that mess to this day. But yet and still we beat our chests and hoop and holler and cry about Dr. King. And, man, go sit down. Go sit down somewhere. If you don't want to let people who ultimately want the best for their community and their people do what they need to do, sit down. Sit down. We don't need that anymore. Okay, let me play some more of this, guys, and I'm going to take a little break.
The Christianity took hold with the African slaves because of many of the stories that they heard, especially the story of the Israelites and their struggle for freedom to find the promised land. This story was very, very important to African Americans. The number of the schools for African Americans was started in the churches. Before the Williams Academy, there were schools operated in the churches. And after Williams Academy, there were classes, kindergarten, first and second grade, held in the churches. So yes, church played a very, very important role.
Very important.
Not only in moral growth and stability, but in educational growth and stability.
The first service held in Punta Gorda was an integrated service. They saw no harm in worshiping with black people.
Local communities also benefited from the input of some influential leaders who made lasting contributions.
Dr. Ella Piper was a foot specialist and a beautician. And her clients were all white. She had no black clients.
Mm.
And
at Citadel Charlotte...
We're going to stop right there for a little break, guys. I have to take a break. You know, at some point in time, we got to get it together. And one thing they said that I truly agree, and that is the fact that the church was strong in getting the slaves to the next level where they needed to be. And it's proved throughout time. When I was growing up, the church was the cornerstone of the community. Should still be the cornerstone of the community. That's where you could go and you could have your community meetings. That's where you could go. The NAACP met. That's where you could go. They strategized. They empathized. They definitely made sure that there was a place, a safe place where they could speak and be who they needed to be and get the community up to where it needs to be. We got to get back to that. Man, I don't care if you Muslim. I don't care if you Christian. I don't care if you whatever. I don't care. If you tell me, I see your community hurting, I see the young people in your community hurting, I'm here to help you, I want to offer any help that I can give, I'm standing with you, brother and sister, then you got my vote. Come get on the bus, as Spike Lee say. Come get on the bus with us so we can go ahead and make this thing happen. That's what it's all about. But see, you got so many people out here who want to use God, who want to use their status in the church, who want to use their status in the community and try to ruin other people in the name of God. Come on. Man, if y'all don't go sit down somewhere, come on. It doesn't work like that. And if you don't answer for it now, I promise you're going to have to answer for it. You're going to have to answer for it. We got to stop with this bickering with one another and not doing what we need to do that's right by one another. We got to stop. We got to stop. Because if we don't, then we are just going around in circles like a crazy dog. You know, they say you can tell the dog's mad if he starts chasing his tail and won't stop. When are we going to stop chasing our tail? When are we going to stop chasing our tails and realize that everything we need to get done is right in front of us, and we don't have to go around in circles? Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Special to him. Some of the first love in the hat. From your own chateau, places you'll go, then we'll have some children. Never once will I intend to ever make you sad. This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with
my girl.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Show number to call 515-602-9653. That number calls 515-515. That is 602-9653. Want to take the time now, guys, to thank South Philly, thank Gastonia, thank Little Rock, Arkansas, thank Tallahassee, Florida, thank Houston, Bakersfield, California. You got super duper shout out, Bakersfield. You guys have been following this show for a very long time, and I appreciate it. And also, I want you guys to continue to check out the show, and I want you guys to continue to I want you guys to continue to make sure that you keep up with what's going on with the Independent Artist Festival. It is going to be March 26th, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Showtime, red carpet event, 4:30. You guys are going to have a great time. The first group that I have told you will be the house band, which is the Sax Life Experience. They, you know, they ripped it last, the Independent Artist Festival. They ripped it, and I don't expect anything different now. The show is going to be a dope show. It's going to be an educated show. It's going to be an informative show. We're going to have a good time. We're going to celebrate each other, and that's how we should. Listen, if you guys got issues with anyone, if you got an issue with me, please, reach out to me. Let's talk about it. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. I haven't done anything to anyone. I try to be the peacemaker that I want everyone else into display. So if you got a problem with me, you really had to want to have a problem with me. Tell you a quick story. Reading a story about Nelson Mandela. And we're probably going to play the rest of that clip about Florida on the next show. But I was reading a little something about Nelson Mandela. Touched me to my heart. Nelson Mandela stated, this guy was talking to Nelson Mandela. He went to meet Nelson Mandela when he was in prison. Nelson Mandela, he said the first thing he noticed was Nelson Mandela did not have a bed in his jail cell. 10 years. He didn't have a bed for 10 years. And the guards that served him or that was overlooking him, they threw dirt at him. They put dirt on his food, dropped it on the ground before they gave it to him. And there was even times where they took him out and he just thought he was getting ready to die. And they made him dig a grave. And he dug the grave. And Nelson thought it was going to be his grave. He dug the grave. And He was so far down in the grave that they started urinating on him. Until that day, Nelson was freed. And Nelson, at his inauguration, Nelson invited those guards. He invited those guards to come to his inauguration, actually sent for him to come to his inauguration. And people asked Nelson, they said, why did you want them to come to your inauguration with all of the horrible things they've done to you. And Nelson stated to this person, he says, if I didn't invite them, if I didn't want them to come see me be inaugurated as president, then I would still be in prison. Y'all let that marinate. Let that marinate. And for those of you that don't get that, he meant he would still be in prison. Let that marinate, y'all. Forgiveness is something that we all ask for, but we very seldom want to forget to give it to someone. Somebody's wronged you, make sure that you do what you need to do to reach out to that person. If they don't want to reach out, then you've done your part. But we got to stop the internal fighting. It's taken down many, many, many great causes. Let's not let this be another one. We're winning this time. We're going to win. Our young people are going to win. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is if we show them the blueprint. Look, I give you guys this show because I love you guys, and I want you to continue to make sure that you support the show. That's why I have given you this show. Please continue to support it. Please continue to tune into the show. Please come to the 10th Annual Independent Artist Festival at the Little Theater in Gastonia on March 26th, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Next week, we are going to announce ticket prices and where you can get the tickets. They're going to be super-duper cheap. And if you don't get one of these tickets, then you just really don't want to be a part of something that's going to be the biggest and baddest thing that's going to continue to happen in this area. We are going to win. We are going to win. So I tell you guys, like I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, because I give it to you just like God gives it to me each and every day. Thank you, guys. I love you, and I will definitely see you guys next week on Live Today with Jay. You have been Tuesday. Live Today with Jay. And I will see you guys next week. Tuesday. 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 All right, Facebook.